You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Here's a program from our archives. On today's program, in honor of Earth Day, the sounds of migrating sandhill cranes and some thoughts from Dennis Hayes, chairman of Earth Day 1990. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
There are very few movements that have as many opportunities for substantive personal involvement that has a direct consequence as the environmental movement. And we think that an environmentalist who recycles, an environmentalist who drives a fuel-efficient automobile, eats lower on the food chain, has a well-insulated house, is one who will stay in the fight for the long term and will be more effective than an environmentalist who merely sends off $25 to some organization twice a year and thinks that he or she has fulfilled their responsibilities.
As part of their efforts to raise the level of environmental awareness, the organizers of Earth Day have circulated a pledge, and they hope as many people as possible will sign it.
We're trying to get a number of people who have not in the past thought of themselves as environmentalists to start now dipping their foot in the water, to make a commitment to integrate environmental values throughout every aspect of their lives, the kinds of products that they buy, the actions that they take in their workplaces, the investments that they may hold, the way that they vote. It's a relatively simple, straightforward pledge, one that I think most people will be very comfortable with, but that will get them starting to think about the real impact that they have on the world around them.
More on Earth Day in our next program. The Sand Hill Cranes were recorded by Ann Keach.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.